Elizabeth and Hazel, Two Women of Little Rock, by David Margolick, narrated by Carrington McDuffie. Copyright 2011 by Yale University. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Yale University Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To my mother, Gertrude Margolick, with love and gratitude. My interest in any man is objectively in his manhood and subjectively in my own manhood. Frederick Douglass. Prologue. Two Dresses. Early in the morning of September 4, 1957, two girls in Little Rock, Arkansas, each 15 years old, dressed for school. On a block of black families nestled in the west side of town, in the small brick house she shared with her parents and five brothers and sisters, Elizabeth Eckford put on a skirt that her older sister Anna and she had made just for this day. The immaculate white cotton piqué felt cool and soft to the touch. When Elizabeth and Anna, who had labored over it for several weeks, had run out of fabric, they'd trimmed the deep hem with navy blue and white gingham. The new skirt's double rows of gathers made it seem to have tiny pleats, and it appeared especially crisp because Elizabeth had ironed it one last time the night before. Buoyed by the petticoat she wore underneath, it encircled her tiny waist like a bell, one that rang out the tidings of new beginnings. Fashionable and yet modest, descending well below her knees,